بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing our lessons from this kitab Anwar al-Salah, we still busy with the introduction, and we are busy with those 5 points that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that before you listen to the actual lecture of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how to work upon a complete and perfect namaz and a real namaz, first try and do these 5 exercises, then it will be extremely beneficial for you. Just to recap, the first exercise was to get connected to a Shaykh of Tariqat, that is a person who will guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, then learn how to make zikr and how to do our spiritual exercises. And this also is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we show talab, when we show desire, then Allah ta'ala grants us that gift. Like we find even the milk in the breast of the mother. When the baby starts crying, then only Allah ta'ala puts that milk. So according to our talab, Allah ta'ala will put that, will make it easy for us. The second important point, Nur Adom, was our niyat, our intention. That whatever we do, even in this trying to bring a perfect namaz, our object and purpose should not be absorption or any other ulterior motive. Our object and purpose should only and solely be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even outwardly, like in the hadith it is mentioned, you do this action, Allah ta'ala, for example, you perform your 5 times salah regularly, Allah will make your sustenance easy for you. Even that we shouldn't really have the intention. It's a very fine line, Hazrat explained, that our intention should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these other benefits, these are maw'ud, these are the promises of Allah. It's not our maqsood, it's not our objective. Our objective is Allah ta'ala himself, Allah ta'ala's pleasure. These are maw'ud, Allah's promise, and inna wa'ad Allahi haqq. As Allah promises, Allah will fulfill His promise. Like in Surah Waqi'ah, it is mentioned, whoever reads Surah Waqi'ah every night, Allah ta'ala will save that person from poverty. So a mean person, a person who hasn't got enough understanding, he will read Surah Waqi'ah just to be saved from poverty. But an intelligent person is a person who will read Surah Waqi'ah for the pleasure of Allah. That means you'll get Allah's love, you'll get a connection with the King Himself, Allah ta'ala. These are, by the way, products, it will come. And a beautiful example of this is given by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You say, if a person has got a very big land to cultivate, and now he wants to plow, and he wants to plant there, and somebody told him the best fertilizer is cow dung. Now that person, if he's an idiot, he'll just go to the market specially to buy a cow so that he gets a lot of dung, and he can cultivate his land. But he says if he's an intelligent person, then he won't go to the market just to buy cow dung, to buy a cow for cow dung. That he can buy, by the way. If he's an intelligent person, he'll buy a cow with the proper intention that I'll get pure milk. From that milk I can make butter, I can make cheese, I can make ghee. And the dung will come, it's a bright product, it will come, by the way. So our intention should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant all this. And never any ulterior motive. As we have heard, Hazrat also taught us that Allah ta'ala says, Ana aghna shuraka. I am the most independent partner. Here in business, Hazrat says, you in business with 2-3 people, then when you're doing up and checking end of the year the profits, you are desiring to get the most. But Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala sees that an iota also, your intention was for somebody else, Allah says, go and take your profits from him. I don't want this. And Hazrat gives a beautiful example, when Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to give this example, that if a person, you hired a builder to build your house, but opposite your house is your brother's house, Abdul Ghafoor. And when he came to build your house, he went to Abdul Ghafoor and he started building his house. And after he finished build that house, he came to you, he said, give my wages. You say, Kaike, what wages you want? You didn't work for me, you work for Abdul Ghafoor. So exactly the same. If we start our intention, came in a masjid, we want to read namaz for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. But we saw somebody else, they say, he must see me.
Now Allah Ta'ala is going to say, collect our wages from him, and that will be the most disgraceful thing. So to correct our intention is extremely important. Then the third noor was, we were busy discussing, is that to perform a namaz of concentration, devotion and presence of heart. And what is concentration and devotion? That also we should understand, it's not absorption. It's simple concentration to know what namaz I am reading. I am performing now asr namaz. Just consciousness and presence of mind. I am in my first rakat, in my second rakat. I am doing a faraz, I am doing a wajib. The surah I am reading, try and concentrate on that. That is basically, simply, what is khushu, a namaz of concentration. And when a person does this, it will build the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll attain that, get in that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if all the time you are in secrecy and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will make, this will take a little effort. But when a little effort you do and you get the love of Allah, you get one life, when you get the reality of namaz, then you'll sacrifice everything for your namaz. You won't let your namaz go under any circumstances. Like we see even elderly people in this time and age, so old, how they struggling and walking, but coming for 20 rakats tarawih salah. And hold, this is a sign for us young people to learn. These are people who have, in our times, can we in a time, imagine in the previous times, our pious elders, how they have enjoyed the salah. So this little, when a person is working for the love of Allah, for the love of anything, in the beginning it's difficult. Your beloved told you, wait for me on the corner, it's pouring, it's raining. People tell you, come, I'll give you a lift home. You say, no. You say, it rains. No, you don't know. My beloved is coming. So for that, you'll enjoy all the difficulties when you get connection with the real beloved, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala said, that I went out in jihad, not to get the spoils of war. I went out in jihad 60 times to give my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala is taking my life on the bed. When a person got the love of Allah Ta'ala, to give wealth will be so easy. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, on occasion of the battle of the Tabuk, at that time when Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an announcement, bring what you can. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala swept his house out and brought everything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what you left? I left Allah and beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we think twice, even our zakat, we calculating, is it so much? Is it this? But when you got that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the enjoyment just to work out the zakat, then to distribute it, etc. So this reality to come into us, this is what we have to work for, and this will come with this little effort of working on our concentration, devotion, and presence of heart to gain this love of Allah ta'ala. Then we were busy yesterday with the fourth noor, and that is that in order to gain this great wealth of the reality of namaz, and the value of namaz, and the enjoyment of salah, which will bring the whole enjoyment of the whole deen in our life. And our life will be different, and the enjoyment of life will be totally different. To when it's time for salah, you'll be eager to rush to the masjid. After salah, you'll be eager to go home. The ni'mat Allah has granted me, my wife is there, my children is there. So every aspect, to go to your business now, I must do business honestly, etc. All this will come into place when you get this wealth of bringing our salah, a salah of reality, a salah of room. So this great wealth, which is much, much more valuable than being a billionaire, a trillionaire, Allah Ta'ala is giving us this on a golden tray. But we haven't realized the value of namaz. That is why today we have a laxidavious attitude with regard to namaz, as it is mentioned here. That Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that in order to gain this, that first of all, these lessons that we're going to learn, for 40 days, try and consciously practice upon it. Try and practice on it 40 days, and this will come in, it will rub off into a person. And if you try with steadfastness, istiqamat, and it becomes solid for 40 days, inshallah, you put the proper stress, and in this 40 days, make an intention and make an effort not to miss your takbir-e-ula, your first takbir when the imam starts also. So and also try and be in the first surf, and Hazrat explained, we are here in itikaf, then just few days left when we go home, try and keep this up. In 40 days a person does this, he'll be saved from the namaz of hypocrisy. And a namaz of hypocrisy, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كَصَلَىٰ. When they stand up for namaz, then very lazy, lackadaisical. They just stand up for namaz as if they are doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. Allah Ta'ala save us all. So this is the fourth nur, that we should do this exercise at least 40 days. And keep in mind the importance of takbir-e-ula, punctuality. And when a person does this, then inshallah he'll be saved. 40 days you perform your namaz with jamaat. Takbir-e-ula, you get two certificates. Savior from hypocrisy, savior from the fire of Jahannam. And hypocrisy we learned yesterday is that a person outwardly pretends to be a believer, but in the heart you love kufr. You love all the other ways of lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala save us all. And as we have learned, is jo 40 din ki khususiyat bazair is wajah se ke halat ki taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. And why that the Sufis have stressed on 40 days? Because we see generally the changing of the conditions of the body also. 40 day period has got a special effect in that. So in 40 days, inshallah, that action starts rubbing off into a person. And then you'll see you'll become more punctual. And as you become more punctual and more conscious, now you're just progressing all the time. Like what, how does the conditions change of 40 days? Chunanchi aadmi ke pedaish ki tartib jis hadith mein aayi hai, usme 40 din tak nutfa rehna, phir gosht ka tukra 40 din tak, usi tarah 40 din mein uska taghayyur zikr farmaya. As it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawsam, with regard to the formation of the baby in the womb, it is mentioned that 40 day period it changes. First it is a droplet of sperm, it forms into a clot of blood, then after 40 days Allah Ta'ala makes it a piece of flesh, etc. So in 40 days this metamorphosis, this changes takes place, and within 4 months and 10 days now that whole baby is formed. And as we explained in the beginning, that for me the baby is there, then the ruh will come. So we have to make this effort, and that is why fortunate are those brothers, ulama here, sitting for 40 days. Why this fikr, this concern, how this life, our life can come with the reality of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isi wajah se sufiya ki ya chilla bhi khas ahmiyat rakhta hai. That is why amongst the Sufis, the great importance of 40 days. Not only from now, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to collect Torah. Allah Ta'ala told him 30 days. After that he acted another 10 days, 40 days. And he kept Roza day, and what he came back with Torah. So 40 days, it's not from now when the time the Jamaat started. 40 days is long before that. From before, and this has a great effect in the changing of a person. A person's nature will start changing. A person's character will start changing. Kitne khush khismat hai wo log jinke barso bhi takbir-e-ula fort nahi hoti. How fortunate are those people, for years they haven't missed takbir-e-ula. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to their lives. Even make dua, ya Allah. Give me the ability to be present with takbir-e-ula. We've got no ability. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should make dua, then make this effort, inshallah. The fifth nur, the fifth important aspect before you learn these lessons is panch azbaq ka nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura kar lene ke baad usko is koshish mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai ki azmat e ilahi jal shano ke pesh nazar apni is hazri mein yani namaz mein behad kotahi karne wala bara mujrim samajhte hue apne upar kareem aqa ki meharbani ka mushahada kar. Allahu akbar. Now the fifth noor is, that is the fifth training, is after you have did this course 40 days, you tried and bring it into your life, and to a certain degree, your namaz to come to a perfection, it's far from perfection. But you into walking to a namaz of perfection. Now yourself you realize that I am trying to perfect my namaz. But as you doing this perfection of your namaz, what reality will come into you? Azmati ilahi, the greatness of Allah. Now actually you'll get your certificate. And I, like Hazrat says, we're not giving certificates here after this course. But each one will check himself. Did I pass in this course or did I fail in this course? And what is the sign of the pass mark in this course? That as you're doing this course, you will be gaining Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's marifat. Every time Allahu Akbar is uttered, Allah is the greatest. Allah's greatness will come into you. And keeping in mind the greatness of Allah, as it is mentioned, man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever has recognized Allah will recognize himself. And the other way also, whoever recognizes himself, he'll recognize Allah. Allah is pure. Allah is so high. Allah is so great. Me, I'm a droplet of filthy, dirty fluid. I'm a droplet of sperm. And any hole in my body, what comes out from? It's only filth and dirt. So when a person makes this exercise to try and perfect his namaz to the best of your ability, but after all that, keeping in mind Allah's greatness, you'll realize I am the greatest sinner. What a mess I did of my namaz. Allah gave me this opportunity. Allah brought me into His court. Allah Ta'ala gave me all this great ni'mat and I didn't. Where can I perform a namaz according to Allah Ta'ala's greatness? In other words, a person will realize my namaz is still far from perfection. This is the sign of that a person has passed, to realize the weakness in my namaz. And as you progress, you realize more and more I still have to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more a person works on this, Allah's greatness comes. Then you see a person now, he just realizes it's only Allah ta'ala's meherbani. I have got it's only and only Allah's mercy that Allah ta'ala has brought me to the masjid. Allah ta'ala's kindness, Allahu Akbar. I am totally useless. I am full of sins and fault. Look at my namaz. I was thinking of this. I was thinking of that. So when Allah's greatness comes in front of you, then there's no question of pride coming. Then you'll realize, where's my namaz? But when Allah's greatness hasn't come, we do this 40 days exercise. Hey, I did namaz. And then we go home, we tell, what you people know about namaz? You're not even reading namaz. Come to the khanka, you'll see. We did the exercise, we know how to read namaz. No, now you'll realize for yourself that how weak am I in my namaz. And you'll be keep on trying to exert yourself to go higher stage. And you'll realize it's only Allah's kindness, only Allah's meherbani. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar, fazal ka asra laga hua hai. That, oh Allah, our work only gets done with your kindness, with your favor. If it is not your mercy, oh Allah, then we are doomed. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, that nobody can enter Jannat but only and only with the mercy of Allah. Nobody's ibadat, nobody's anything can take you to Jannah. Hazrat Aisha was surprised. Oh, you also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even me, but Allah has engulfed me in His mercy already. So where? And then Allah Akbar, a person will think, forget coming to namaz, a person will think, Allah gave me this body, what kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity to wear kurta, topi. Then a person will value this dress. This is not the dress of ordinary people. This is the dress of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Like our Shaykh gives an example. He says, many years ago, Hazrat is talking when Hazrat used to do these lessons. A person took bear to Hazrat who was the tailor, the royal tailor of the kings of the Arab countries. So Hazrat say, for example, if somebody give you a suit of in today's time, he'll say 50,000, 100,000. A person might think, where 50,000 rand suit? But does that say, that time the tailor told him, he sold a dress for one of the princesses of Qatar, for the king's daughter, 1 million riyals, one dress. So in any case, a person, if somebody give you an expense, say, where I'm fit for that suit? What's a suit? A suit is a way of the kuffar. When a person gives you one topi, one kurta, this khanka topi, it might cost 20 rand, but you won't look at how much it costs. You look at Allahu Akbar. What the nisbat, what connection? Allah is allowing me to wear this topi. Allah is allowing me to wear kurta. Now what eagerness you have. So when Allah's greatness comes in front of you, Allahu Akbar, a great lesson we learn from here, that when Allah's greatness comes in front of you, you only look at your uselessness. You don't look at others anyway. Like in the time of Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullahi, very great sheikh of his time, very pious personality, intelligent man, two villagers, the Hatis, they heard that there in the shahr, in the city, a very great buzurg is there. Very big Maulana Sahib. So they said, come, let's go and sit in his majlis. Let's go. When they came to his majlis, the time they entered the majlis, like we're having majlis now, the time they entered, Hazrat mentioned the statement, Khuda ki qasam, hum kuch nahi hai. Allah's qasam, I am absolutely nothing. I am totally useless. Allah's qasam, I am absolutely nothing. When these two villagers, ordinary people, don't understand, when they heard this, they said, he's saying he's nothing, what are we going to get? Let's go away. So in any way, they lost out. They were ordinary villagers. But now an important point here to learn, as the teaches us, that one is a person is humble, tawadu, and one a person tells lies. Tawadu and lies can't go together. Hazrat was a very great buzurg of his time, was a very great pious personality. Like sometimes a person asks you, you are Hafiz, and you are Hafiz. But you're trying to act humble and you say, I'm not a Hafiz. That is lies. No, if you want to be humble and you're saying, well, Allah made me Hafiz, make dua Allah make me a proper Hafiz, a practicing Hafiz. Or you say, make dua Allah makes me a proper Hafiz, that is understood. And you're intending that Allah makes you a proper Hafiz. But not like myself, Allah will save us, we just put on a show. No, I'm not an alim. I don't know nothing. But in your mind, you know, people must think, no I. So lies and humbleness cannot go together. But when a person gets the greatness of Allah, then tawazu, humbleness comes in a person to such an extent, like Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. Now the question is, was Hazrat, he was the great man of the time, that time. He was a very great buzurg, a very pious personality, so many murids he had. So was he telling a lie that he's telling his murids, that I'm taking qasam also, I'm absolutely nothing. So the answer to this, Hazrat was not telling a lie. We look at Hazrat as a great person. So he is not looking how people think of him. He is got his eyes on Allah Ta'ala. That in front of Allah, where am I? Where is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala's greatness. I'm totally useless. I'm absolutely nothing. I can't speak. I can't do anything without the fazl, the karam, the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So thus, when a person does this practice, now the sign of your pass mark is, you'll realize my namaz is full of faults. But I have hope in Allah's mercy. Allah is kind. Allah is very meherban. Because Allah Ta'ala says, you try. Even you can't cry, you try. You just make a crying face. I will look at you with mercy. And that is actually what is hoping in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is what Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never ever be despondent of the mercy of Allah. You can be, no buzurg will tell you that you are a right of our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala save us, you meet up in an accident, your car is totally beyond repairs. Insurance company, which is haram, we're not discussing that masala, but they will tell you your car is a write-off. We can't even, the mechanics will tell you it's a write-off. But no buzurg will tell you that you are write-off, you can't be changed. Your life can be changed when you have hope in the mercy of Allah and you do the right effort. Like a person, and what is the hope of the mercy of Allah? Not we all continue our own way of life, just now and then we perform 1-2 namazas, carry on our own way of life, after Ramzan, back to normal, Ramzan is over, back with the TV, etc. And you know, Allah is very merciful. We learned in the Khanqah, Allah is very merciful, Allah will forgive us. Hazrat gives the example of that is, that a person, you want to go to Durban, now, if an intelligent person who hopes to reach there properly, he'll first check his car, everything, do his servers, check his tire pressure, his water, his oil, everything. He'll see the car is in good order. Now he packs his car also properly. He drives according to the rules of the road, etc. And he's concentrating everything. He's taking his rest properly. Now he has hope, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make me reach comfortably and I'll reach my journey. That person can have the hope of the mercy of Allah. Another person, which is just wishful thinking, that he wants to go to Durban, but his car is totally, like you can say, a crock. The brakes are also not properly, the gears are not, the clutch is also not working properly, indicators are not working, the car is not even in good order, he's not even cared of checking tire pressure, checking oil, water, and then he's driving with water on the wrong side of the road. And what is the wrong side of the road here in South Africa? You have to drive on the left side. Whereas that we call the right side. Whereas actually the right side is supposed to be the right side. So we're living in a upside down world. That the wrong side we regard as the right side. But anyway, he is driving on the right side of the road here in South Africa. But that is the wrong side. And he's driving at the speed. And then he's still thinking, no, Allah Ta'ala will make me reach Durban safely. That is wishful thinking. And if you meet up in an accident like that, then it's regarded as suicide. That is not regarded as shahadat. Then you are so exactly the same. When we make this effort and we realize Allah's greatness, then a person can have hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We do all the necessary things and We make all the effort, then have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person realizes the greatness of Allah. And the more you realize Allah's greatness, the more you realize how useless I am. That in front of Allah, or Kareem Aka ki meherbani ka mushahada kare. That you see, you witness how kind is Allah. A useless person like me, Allah brought me in His house. Allahu Akbar, Allah gave me special invitation and Allah brought me into His house. Allahu Akbar. Aur meri be'adbi, meri gandagi ke bawajood, meri hadri ko kabool farma liya. Despite my disrespect, I don't even know how to enter the masjid properly. I don't even know how to stand in namaz properly. Like Hazrat says, sometimes we're standing on the street corner. One leg little this way, then we change one leg little that way. All this disrespect Allah tolerates. And Allah knows our evil thoughts in namaz, etc. Despite all this, Allah has accepted my presence. Allah has afforded me to come to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Then a person realizes how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke baar baar hazri ki tawfiq de rakhi hai. And not only one time Allah allowed me to come to masjid. I came to masjid last time. The way I read my namaz, how disrespectful I was. I didn't even see how I crossed in front of the musallis. Allah gave me the next opportunity again. Again I say I'm in the masjid. It's not my ability. It's not my intelligence. It's only Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's special favor. A person comes to realize Allah's kindness more and more, and he just makes shukr to Allah. Oh Allah, you are so kind, you are so merciful. The more you do this, this is a sign that you are passing. This is a sign that you are progressing. And if it's the opposite, as it mentions, agar khuda na khasta, agar khuda na khasta iske barakas ho, ab, apne ko kamil aur bar ru namaz padne wala khayal kare. And if perchance Allah Ta'ala save us, it is opposite, that you just did this practice for 40 days and now you see improvement in your namaz and now you think I'm reading a perfect namaz. My namaz is full of life. Everybody else's namaz, they got no life in their namaz. They reading dead namazes. My life is full of life. And this thought comes into a person, then realize, chahe ye khayal shukr ke rang mein aaye, alhamdulillah mujhe achhi aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi, to khoob samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakaam hai. That even shaitan will fool you, he'll bring this thought in a form of shukr. No, now shukr, my namaz is perfect. My namaz is very good. Then this is wishful thinking. Then know that 100% I have failed. But like Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person tries his best to perform a best namaz, and after that he still realizes my namaz is useless, that person has passed. And a person who thinks that my namaz is now very good, and my namaz is, I'm reading proper namaz, that person has failed wholesale. You are a failure, so we have to realize this. As the greatness of Allah comes, whatever action you do, even tilawat, you'll realize, oh, how did I make tilawat? How did I make my zikr? And this is how a person will be progressing all the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, a person will realize that my namaz is all the time useless. And we see, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after namaz making istighfar, teaching Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then where are we? So to realize this reality, that a person don't think that my namaz is now good and I'm reading a very good namaz. And puri tarah se then that person is totally unsuccessful. Jahle murakkab mein mubtala hai. Or wo is daulat ka ahl nahi. And in fact this person is involved in not just ignorance, compound ignorance. Compound ignorance, one is you don't know something and you know you don't know. When you know you don't know something, you're going to make an effort to find out. One is you don't know something and you think you know it. So where are you even going to find out? You think, no, I'm a master in it, but you don't know nothing. So you in compound ignorance. We still don't know the reality of namaz. Why? Where is namaz? We are just coming into making a little effort and all our effort, where is it compared to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When great people like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu used to make dua, I wish I was just a bird flying around. Then what in Allahu Akbar? So this reality, Allah Ta'ala give me, our Hazrat says, very easy to speak, more easier to listen. The reality has to come into us. And inshallah, we hope in the mercy of Allah. By sitting in the company of our honorable illustrious Shaykh and hoping for that nur that is in their heart to penetrate our hearts, Allah gives us the glimpse of these realities. And when will this come? پہلے ذکر و شغل سے قلب کو صاف کرنے میں مشغول ہو. That first a person engages in his zikr and his spiritual exercises by purifying the heart. When the heart becomes pure, the more you purify your heart, the more you'll see Allah's greatness. The more there's still dirt in the heart that I'm somebody, where are you going to forget Allah's greatness? You don't see the greatness of your parents. You don't see the greatness of your ustad. You don't realize the greatness of pious people. You say, what are these people? Just going to the khanka, zikr all the time. What can zikr do you? They don't have concern for people in the whole world. We have to make concern of the people of the world. Zikr is that main thing that will purify the heart. When the heart is purified, you're able to see things properly. Otherwise, you're seeing things all blur. You got a glasses that is tinted green, and the wall is white, and you're seeing, oh, the wall is green. Or you got cataract on your eyes, and you can't see, everything is blur. When you go for that operation, and you clear your cataract, now you see, oh, what is, this is the right way. So deen, when we clear our hearts, we're able to see important all the departments of deen. And how important is it to keep on purifying our heart all the time till the day we leave this world. Fir haqeeqat e namaz ke hasil karne ki mashq kare. That is, first do your course. That means get concerned of our Islam, our spiritual reformation, and then the reality of namaz will come slowly, inshallah. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, also Quran Paak mein, qad aflaha man tazakka wa dhakara isma rabbi fa salla. That successful, all types of success you can think of. Definitely that person is successful who has treaded the path of tazkiyah. They're purifying the soul, the spiritual reformation. And fortunate is that person who found a sheikh, a spiritual guide, and follows his prescription, then that person will be on the path of success. And what is the prescription? The main prescription is sohbat-e salihin, so the company of your sheikh and making your zikr regularly. That is, be punctual with your zikr, daily, regularly, with concentration, with devotion. And now when you perform that salah, automatically you realize, oh, what I taught. I was performing salah like a person in the village. They have they hardly have water. They got in the wells water. And the well is also drying up. And when they're taking out water, there's water. The sand is also coming out from there. But they're drinking it and they're used to it. And they're enjoying that water. But when they come to the city one day and they get a clean glass of water, then that subhanallah will come out from the heart. That, alhamdulillah, what is this? I thought I was drinking water. So when we do this course and we carry on till we leave this world, try to making our tazkiyah every namaz, alhamdulillah. Then you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this cause we have to do. So what was the five basic points? The first was the cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikrullah, do the cause by taking bi'at, etc., getting connected to a sheikh. The second important point was our niyat, that is correction of our intention. The third important point was khushu' and khuzu' and huzur e qalb. That is a namaz of concentration, devotion and presence of heart. And know what is concentration and devotion. It's nothing, it's absorption beyond our ability. Don't work that I must be absorbed. Work to the basics and then you will progress. That is, know what namaz I am in. Don't be so unmindful. I just come in namaz, I don't even know whether I'm reading Zohar or Asr or what namaz it is. Be conscious of that. Then my qiyam is, I'm standing in qiyam is faraz, I'm doing my faraz, etc. So when a person is conscious of this, then a person will progress. Then the fourth thing is, do the mashq, do the exercise for 40 days. 40 days, be conscious. Think of these lessons. Like a person wants to learn driving also. In the start, what you do? You learn all the rules also. You learn the book of the heart. While you're driving on the road, you know the rules. But as you get used to it, you got your license now. Not long, you even forget the rules, but you know how to use the road. Similarly, a person wants to learn tajweed, etc. He goes to a qari, he learns all the rules of tajweed. In order to perfect his Quran, he has to keep in mind those rules of tajweed. But once he knows, and it's part of him, sometimes you even forget verbally what is that rule, but you know how to apply that rule. So exactly the same. As you do your mashq, that means namaz will become part of your life. And it will be part of you. You can't stay without namaz. And that is one of the objects and causes of the tasawwuf. Umur-e shar'iyya, umur-e tab'iyya ban jaye. That the commands of Allah becomes our second nature. It becomes part of us. So this is the squats for 40 days we should try and do. Wat takbir-e ula and concentration. And then the fifth is to check whether we are successful or not successful. And what will be the sign that we know that we are little successful is that we realize the greatness of Allah and my uselessness. And yet Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to be in this court. Then you have hope of the mercy of Allah and you make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now we actually starting the kitab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the first sabak. Baad hamd wa salah mutalliq ba haqiqat salah. That after the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, now Hazrat is teaching us what is the reality of namaz. What is the reality of a salah? The introduction Hazrat starts, Ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka, ke tune hamari dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kiya. That oh Allah, all the gratefulness and thankfulness to you, that what favors you have granted us, that you have enlightened our heart towards iman, and you have given us a tongue that we can talk, you have given us the ability of speech. This is the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Aur aise nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste bheja, and you send such a nabi for the guidance of mankind, for the guidance of mankind, oh Allah, is such a accepted and perfect nabi you have sent for the guidance of mankind, ke jiski adna shafaat se dono jahan ki ni'mat paave. That by the lowest intercession of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person will get the blessings of both the worlds. Then lowest intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have hope in the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aur iski rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat utari. And by the guidance of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we get the enjoyment of irfan, the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah. Our object and purpose of life. Allah has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us who is Allah Ta'ala. When a person gets a brief idea of who is Allah Ta'ala, then what enjoyment he will get in life, he can't explain. That person is in great enjoyment all the time. So this is the scores we have come to do here, to learn the ma'rifat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala himself says, where if you want to know me, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, ask them about Allah Ta'ala. They will teach you. As our Hazrat teaches us very easy and simple. Mohan Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, rahmatullah alayh. The Shaykh of our Dada Shaykh, very great Shaykh, he puts it in simple, easy terms like us. He says, agar kebab chahe to kaha milega. Kebab walo mein, if you want a nice kebab, tasty kebab, where you'll get it. You can't go to the dairy and say, give me a kebab. Where they're selling, that's where you'll get it. Agar mitai chahe to kaha milega. If you want mitai, sweet meat, don't go to the hardware shop and say, I want sweet meat. They say your screws are loose. Go where they're selling sweet meat. If you want dood chahe to kaha milega, dood walo se. If you want milk, go to the dairy, go to the supermarket where they're selling. To agar Allah chahe to kaha milega. Allah walo se. If you want Allah, then you won't get it in a university. You won't get Allah Ta'ala even just in the classroom. You'll get Allah Ta'ala by the friends of Allah. Those they've got the Sudda, the greatest of all, the sheikhs was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the world to teach us the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the enjoyment of knowing Allah Ta'ala. Bas durood is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mukhtar par aur uske aali athar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum par aur ashabi kibar par. So we send durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the most chosen of all creation, then upon his honorable family, and a call upon his great companions, the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, jo ke jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baz rakha hai. And that oh Allah Ta'ala, by sending Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you have kept the human beings, those that were interested, away from going astray. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show us the path of righteousness, the path of hidayat. So Allah, you have been so kind that you send a great Nabi to keep us away from the path of going astray. And not only that, ulama, fudalaku, zewari, ilm, wa danis se arasta kya. And you then after that, you granted us great ulama, people of knowledge, and people with great fudala, people who have excelled in the field of the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is, they have recognized Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You have beautified them with the jewelry of knowledge. You have beautified all the ulama, etc., all the great scholars. You have beautified them, O Allah, with the beauty of knowledge. This is what is actual beauty. Like a pious person says so beautifully, the beauty of the skies is the stars. At night you look at the sky, you see the beautiful stars. The beauty of the earth is the ulama-i-kiram. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, and the beauty of the masjid actually is not the chandeliers, everything. The beauty of the masjid is the musallis. So Allah Ta'ala's favor, after this Hazrat says, Peeche Khuda aur Naate Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke arbab danish par zahir ho, jo ke musalman ko lazim hai ke apne rab ko pehchane. Hazrat says now, the crux and the beginning of this lesson is that after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people with real intelligence should understand, and this fact should be manifest upon a person, that upon every Muslim, it is necessary ke apne Rab ko pehchan, that they recognize their creator. They recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just upon every Muslim, upon every human being, this should be natural that a person recognizes my creator. Who has brought me into existence? Who has given me my life? Who has given me all these abilities? We find in this world, a person, Allahu Akbar, any person just does any good to you. Somebody deposits in your account 2,000 rand every month. You don't even know, but in your heart, in your mind, you're thinking, you're telling your wife, you're talking about it. Somebody gives a beautiful example. Somebody puts at your door a basket of fruit. Export quality every day, and your name is written, and you open your door, Allahu Akbar, you tell your wife, there's the basket of fruit again. I don't know who's this kind. How kind is it? And you talking about him, and you praising him, you're telling your children. Hazrat says, no problem. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Mallam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. If you don't learn to praise and appreciate the goodness of people, where are you going to learn to appreciate Allah Ta'ala? But Hazrat says, don't be so short-sighted that you only praise the man who brought the basket of fruit. You forgot that great creator who gave you the eyes to see the fruit. You forgot that great creator who gave you this brain to recognize that is fruit, who gave you this beautiful tongue to taste that fruit. So it is necessary, if you regard yourself as intelligent, then what is the sign of intelligence? To learn to recognize Allah, to find out about Allah, to recognize who has brought me into existence. Who is Rabb? Rabb is that great being who brings you from non-existence into existence. Nothing, you are not existing before that. Allah Ta'ala Himself reminds us, Hal atala al-insan heenum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. That insan, now we brought you into the world, you pass all your phases of weakness, childhood, now you got some intelligence, we gave you some degree, ability to get a degree also. Now you don't have 1-2 minutes to ponder that once upon a time I was not existing. Nobody spoke about me. My parents didn't even know I'm going to come in the world. No, only when my mother got conceived, then she told my father, I think I have to go to the doctor for checkup. I think I'm conceived. Then they made dua for a child. Before that, who gave you? You are not existing. So this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or iski sifat jane, and then not only recognize Allah, to recognize the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aur uske hukam ko maloom kare, aur marzi na marzi uski tahqeeq ke baghair uske bandagi nahi. And then recognizing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time is up already, inshallah we'll explain more tomorrow, Allah gives tawfiq. Then recognizing the qualities of Allah, and then recognizing now you know how great is Allah. Allah is our creator, now to learn the laws of Allah. When you learn the laws of Allah, for what reason? How to please Allah? What is pleasing to Allah? What is displeasing to Allah? A person who knows, recognizes his father, and how kind is he? Now he wants to know, whatever my father commands me, I must do it. What will make my father happy? I must be all the time eager to make him happy. What will make him unhappy? I must be aware, I must stay away from that. So Allah Ta'ala, so to know what will, to make, to proper research, to find out what is those things that makes Allah Ta'ala happy. What are those things that make Allah Ta'ala unhappy? And that is to know the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without knowing this, without the recognition of Allah, without recognizing Allah's qualities, without knowing the laws of Allah, without knowing what makes Allah happy, what makes Allah unhappy, we don't even know the reality of sin. And we think we're doing some good thing. You're smiling with the air downstairs and you say, no, Sharia says you must have good character. That is haram. You're making Allah Ta'ala unhappy. And you think you're doing. So to know this reality, without that, you don't have bandagi. You can't be a servant of Allah. You can't be a slave of Allah. And this is what Allah has sent us to recognize. We are the slaves of Allah. Allah is our creator. Allah is our nourisher. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our master. Allah is blessing us every split moment with unlimited favors. When this recognition comes, enjoyment of life is something else. A person is in a different enjoyment. He can't explain. Whatever you see, Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh, one of his beautiful du'as is, Ya Allah, zarra zarra, apne nishani dikha de. Ke zarra zarra, apna nishani deko, that every spur, every atom, every molecule, just show me your recognition that I realize everything is only from you. So Allah Ta'ala give us a reality of that we are the servants of Allah and grant us His ma'rifat to do this course.